Here we go.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Newport, Rhode Island, to Boston, Massachusetts, to Reykjavik, Iceland, to Mogadishu, Somalia, we are the Tastemakers.
Actually, that's Reykjavik.
Yes, and how crazy does that sound, Mark? That's the first time we've brought Mogadishu into the mix here.
Yeah, but why would you bring Mogadishu? There are a bunch of lunatic rebels that live in that place.
I can't tell you, other than the fact that when we were at the polo match the other day, we met that millionaire guy from Mogadishu, told him about our show, gave him our card, he said he's going to listen.
Who's this?
That's the only guy that we, you know, the only reason we throw that into the mix. Huh.
Never, well, don't recall that.
Well, just so you know, we only mention cities that people listen.
Right, but it's just hard to imagine. I didn't know anybody. Mogadishu?
You weren't there when I met the guy the other day?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Mogadishu? All right. Good deal.
Yeah, so here we are, Mark, another Tuesday.
Great. A little cloudy today, eh?
Cloudy here, but absolutely beautiful where I come from.
Hey, where do you come from, Mars? This kind of loud?
Is it? It sounds good to me, but I'll put you down just a little bit if you want to go down a little bit. How's that? Just a little loud there.
Yeah, there you go. Fantastic.
Good. Happy July 7th.
Is that something? Last week we were into the latter part of June. Now all of a sudden we're into July. Half the year is gone, and now I'm thinking it's almost August.
Yeah, we're 6 months away. Or no, five months to Christmas, right?
Well, yeah, I guess you could
tell. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. I'm putting up the Christmas lights a week before Thanksgiving this year, that's for sure.
A week before Thanksgiving?
A week before Thanksgiving. Usually
Why is
I do
that?
It like the Friday after Thanksgiving, but
yeah, well,
it just
the
seems
90%
like so much,
of America does so that.
I've got at least 5-6 people in my neighborhood that got the lights up already.
Well, that's because they leave it up year-round.
Right,
that's
exactly.
Laziness.
I know. Well, you know, I'm just saying, I'm putting them up a week before this time, so when everybody's leaving for Thanksgiving, the lights already be up. And I'm not going to be the first one in the neighborhood. Last year, there was two people.
Right. These are the people that leave them up all year.
Well, no, I'm just saying that last year there was two people in the neighborhood that had the lights on.
Hey. Great day, huh? Well, the birthdays. We got birthdays today?
Yeah, we get around to birthdays.
Let's do it.
We do. And the number one birthday today, celebrating 75 candles.
75, huh?
75 candles and an event that we were expected to attend
great.
Today.
Yeah.
75 candles on the old birthday cake today. Ringo Starr.
Wow.
Zach Starkey.
Boy, you know what? And he's a guy that you look at him, you wouldn't think he's 75.
Peace and
right?
love, baby. Peace and love. He's the oldest Beatle.
He's the oldest
he's
one?
He's the oldest one, yeah.
How old is Paul McCartney?
Oh, I'm sorry. Paul's 77.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyhow, you look at him, he just doesn't look 75.
Yeah.
And Paul doesn't look 77.
Yeah.
And these guys had a rough, I mean, I'm sure they've had a hard life for the last 50 years of drinking and booze.
Traveling.
You wouldn't think that they would look as good as they look.
Yeah, right. But you know, Paul's tweaked out a little bit. You look at his face, he's had some work done. But
I don't think so at all. Oh. It's all flabby. Look at those cheeks.
He's had some work done.
The wrinkles under his eyes and the flabby cheeks?
Yeah.
Where's the work?
Well, the work is 40 years ago. You know, the work is 40 years ago. Can't make you look perfect forever. But speaking of having work done, did you see the salute for the 4th of July in PBS the other day?
Yeah, I did.
Did you see Barry Manilow?
I did.
Was that amazing or what?
Well, that's how he's looked for a decade.
I know, but he looked like he was struggling talking.
Oh,
you know, we
yeah.
had the pleasure of meeting him a couple of years ago for an event we did with the Grammys and Barbara Streisand, and we met him backstage, and I remember seeing how skinny his legs were.
And he barely can move. Yeah. Even when he's performing on stage, he's as stiff as a board.
Voice still sounds good, even though he had some difficulty a couple of years back with the vocal cords, had some surgery done or what have you. He looked between his walking and between his look, he looked like he was going to pop, and he looked like he was struggling to just speak.
Yeah.
But the voice sounded good.
The upper lip never moves, and I was saying to the wife when he went off to do the to change his clothes, you know, they changed the clothes after performances, he changed his toupe. He had a new toupe on when he came back. So he's got, you know, I was kidding, that his closet at home, alongside all his suits, I'm sure he's got a shelf that's got all his toupes.
Wow, boy, that's something else. Anyhow, Ringo, 75 today.
Great. Cool.
And he's
happy,
having a
happy birthday to
big
him.
Big celebration at Capitol Records.
Dang.
Capitol Records, the Beatles signed with Capitol Records in the early years. But, yeah, 75 and big celebration there. You figure he'd have, like, a birthday bash party in the evening.
Maybe he is, but it's just not open to the public.
Yeah. So, anyhow, that being said, Ringo Starr, a.k.a. Zach Starkey, which, by the way, his son, Zach, is performing with The Who on tour as we speak. So that's a pretty big thing.
Wow.
But how old do you think Ringo's son is? Is Ringo's 20? If Ringo's 75, how old do you think his son is?
Probably about 30. Maybe 30? 28, yeah.
No, he's not that young.
I thought he would have had his kid later in life.
Yeah, he's definitely not that young.
Well, is this the wife? Is Barbara Bach?
Catherine Bach
the mother?
No, I think this is an early one.
Oh.
Catherine has been his wife since 81, I think.
Okay.
So I think he was married twice before she came along.
Twice.
Yeah. They all were married 3-4 times, whatever.
Wow.
But anyhow.
Any other birthdays?
Sinister Gates. Sinister Gates.
The first name is Sinister?
Sinister Gates. He's a guitarist for some speed metal band. Sinister Gates is 34.
Never heard of him.
That's kind of a cool name, right?
Sinister?
Sinister.
It sounds sinister.
They call him Sin for short.
Hmm.
I don't know. Chris Anderson, a.k.a. Birdman from the NBA. Chris Anderson. Multiple tattoos. In fact, I think he's the most tattooed NBA player out there. He is 37 today, so his days must be limited.
Numbered, huh?
He's probably on his way out. James Duggar. I never
James
watched this
Duggar.
Show.
Oh, from the Duggars? That, yeah. 19 and counting 19, or something?
And I think that show started was like 15 and counting.
Maybe wow.
Have you ever watched the show?
No.
He's one of the youngest ones. He's 14. Didn't they recently have some weren't they in the news recently and didn't TLC?
Yeah, because the one Duggar was messing with his sisters, I think.
Isn't that something?
I don't know.
How does that stuff come out now? And who said, just like one of the Duck Dynasty brothers, something came out a couple weeks ago about him too. He was molested as a child or something.
Everything always comes out. Hey, did you see the breaking news before heading out today about that who's that Subway guy, the spokesman?
Well, let's just finish up with birthdays first, and we'll get back to Jared. Michelle Kwan. She's an Olympic gold medalist, isn't she? Didn't she win Dancing with the Stars, too?
Gosh, I don't know if she won or not.
35 today. She is 35 today. Lisa Leslie, Olympic NBA player, Olympic gold medalist, member of the USC National Women's Championship Team, member of the LA Sparks.
Wow.
She is 34 today as well. A lot of people, let's see, she's 34, Michelle Kahn's 35, Sinister is 34, and Sinister.
Boy, to be 34 again.
Right?
Wow.
Wasn't that long ago?
Yeah, long enough.
Yeah, you know, when you think back how long ago that was, and then you look forward, okay, that was 20 years ago or whatever, then you look forward 20
years. Yikes.
Even if you go 10 years each way. Anyhow,
yikes. Yeah.
So that's a happy birthday wishes for everybody today.
Great.
Celebrate your birthday, enjoy, have fun, and especially Ringo.
And how about a huge congratulations for the U.S. women's soccer team in their FIFA victory in Los Angeles as we speak right now, doing a
rally.
A rally, yeah.
Not a parade, because they're not based here in L.A. Like, if there's a winning team, there's a parade. It's a rally. And like you said, Mark, people came from hundreds of miles away.
You know, apparently this is the third time the U.S. women's team has won.
Yeah.
Boy, it's sure news to me.
Not since 99, though. Not since 99.
News to me.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even know that it ever won. I don't think I knew there was a women's FIFA World Cup in the first place.
I think I only found out about this last year or the year before.
Yeah.
Well, did you see any of the games? Because the stands were not full.
No.
Stands were not full.
Nah. I could barely watch the soccer, let alone women's soccer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, well, it's just...
I could care less about soccer, but when it's the World Cup, I love it.
Sure. The male World Cup. I didn't even know there was a female World Cup.
Yeah.
And nothing against the women. I just didn't know about
it. This one, the goalie, Han Solo, or what's her name? Solo Han, or...
Yeah, sure.
But anyhow, sure. She's like the best in the world. And I saw her with a commercial before the World Cup started.
Yeah.
And Mark, she was on Dancing with Stars, actually.
Oh, yeah?
See, this is... she was on Dance with the Stars, and they introduced her as a World Cup...
winner? Or participant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that didn't even register with you.
Like, hey, I agree. You know, it didn't register with me because I guess I just don't follow it, didn't pay attention to it.
Hey, I know you have a couple things to say, and I'm just going to say we have a couple guests today.
Usually
try to keep away from guests, but I know they're going to be here shortly, but I just want everybody to know that the...
Do tell.
Pronounce your last name correctly.
Is it Paolo.
Paolo or Paolo?
I guess you could say it either way. They're going to correct us when we get
in. They'll be here shortly, and we'll correct
it. And how about this name? Gianni Paolo.
and his brother Alex.
Alex Payola.
New to the L.A. scene, came out here from Rhode Island, right? Correct?
Yeah, Rhode Island did the nonstop drive through,
right.
I think, right?
24-hour or 36 hours stopped, and then made a quick pit stop in Vegas. But anyway, we'll have a lot to talk
pit stop
to
in Vegas,
about,
huh?
Pit stop in Vegas.
Well, if you're going to make the pit stop, that's where you got to go when you're young, huh?
I think Alex is 21, and Gianni is only a young Gianni. 19, or is he 18? So I guess he had to sit in the room while Alex was making all the big bucks. But anyhow, those brothers will be coming up soon. Got lots to talk about with them.
Yep.
But anyhow, let's hear this breaking news, Mark. You were saying something about
breaking
Jared.
News. Jared, the Subway guy.
The spokesperson.
The spokesperson for
the
Subway.
Face to the face of the brand.
Right. Apparently, he's FBI is at his Indianapolis mansion right now. When I say mansion, it's a mansion. Have you seen this place?
I have not.
Boy, who would have figured that? Well, I guess he's been a spokesman for like 15 years. But
that long?
They take care of him over there at Subway. He's got this palazzo out there in Indianapolis, and the feds are raiding his place right now. Because
I thought there was
something
fishy about that guy.
Yeah, some shenanigans going on over there. And I guess first they found some shenanigans going on with he's got like a charity event that he...
Oh, a foundation?
Right. And apparently the president of this foundation was investigated a few weeks ago on the same charges.
Oh, boy.
And so now they found the link to him.
Oh, boy.
So he's not arrested, but he's being detained at his mansion.
I think...
As they're tearing his place apart.
Either way right now, even if he's found... innocent.
He's done.
Yeah, right?
Especially for these charges. I'm not going to go into details about the charges because
even
they're pretty crass.
Even if he is found innocent, because people will resonate his name with this charge.
And Subway has already released a press release saying they're concerned and they're waiting to hear from the authorities how deep this thing goes. So, again, you know, all you have to do is put your name out there in a negative sense like this and your career could be over. Because it's a lot of people are just
like they always say, good press, bad press. All press is good press. I mean, as far as promoting something, but when you're a person like this and you get the bad news, good or bad, it's still going to...
It could
like
be
said,
disastrous.
That's terrible.
Yeah, people may not go to Subway because of these charges that they may bring up against
it's
them.
Just like when they put stuff out and you on the internet out there, even if it's not true,
right.
It's already out there.
And we know
we've
that because we've had something done to us years ago.
That we were completely innocent.
Yes, and there was no way you could fight it because it's out there. Yeah. Once it's out there, there's no retraction. There's very limited, or there's a certain amount of internet laws that are out there, and I guess that's what gives internet radio such a great advantage over regular radio is the fact that you could do, say, whatever you want on internet.
There's no regulations.
Very limited regulations. So, you know, but our show is basically a good PG-13 here, so we're not at the R level, I would think, right? Are we PG-13 here at the Tastemakers?
We pretty much keep it clean, Mark. We could be X and R if we really want
to.
Or do they still have NC-17?
yeah, I think they do. But anyhow, you know, let me just mention, see what your comments and thoughts or something like this are. Beaches, beautiful beaches in California and Florida and Texas. We've got beaches all along the coast here in the United States, back east in New York or whatever. Beaches are public beaches. If you agree with me, beaches are public beaches, which means anybody can go to these beaches. Right? You agree?
Yeah.
Well, you've heard about this whole thing going on at Billionaire Beach, right?
Yeah.
Malibu?
Yeah.
So there's this place out here in Malibu where all the billionaires live. I mean, they've got these huge...
What do they call it? They call it
Billionaire Beach. Yeah. And it's owned... You know, all these billionaires have their palazzos and Malibu estates, these $25, $30, $40, $50 million mansions. You know, they're right on the beach, just like all these other mansions along the beach. In Santa Monica and Manhattan Beach, you know, they're on the beach.
Yeah.
So a bunch of these billionaires for the last 10, 15 years that are at Billionaire Beach thought that they owned the beach and they didn't want anybody to have access because the property in front of their house, they thought that was their private beach. And so for the last 10 years, there's been a legal battle between consumers and the public and these billionaires. And so finally, rule was passed on yesterday that these beaches are owned by the public, and these billionaires do not have a right to block it.
As
and some
should,
of them are David Geffen, Larry Ellison.
And who's the one that owns all that art? Eli Broad.
Yeah. So they've all got these, and they've been fighting because they think that this
they own
so
it.
There are three openings now. There's three access spots that you can get in from PCH to the beach. So I encourage our listeners around the globe and here in Southern California.
Maybe us too.
You want to go to those beaches? By gosh, they're wide
get
open.
Get our asses
get
on
to
the
Billionaire Beach.
And get your ass
enjoy.
On the sand.
Enjoy.
Hey, Mark, I got a quick shout out to do. One of our brands that recently come on board. You know, we have a gifting coming up for the Kim Kardashian
baby celebrity gift bag.
Yeah,
right.
Baby celebrity gift
swag bag.
And one of the new brands that just came on board is they're ebeanstalk.com, and it's a toy item. It's called Bloom Bee.
Bloomby, huh?
Geez, and these glasses, I'm telling you, and the writing is so small here, Mark. Anyhow, Bloomby is a wonderful toy company that believes in the The R&D of modern methods for active and fun learning. Bloomby develops fantastic toys dedicated to the singular goal of providing toys that empower all children to learn while enabling them to naturally enjoy the experience, basically so they can play, imagine, learn, and who doesn't like that? Bloomby Toys, Mark, is featured at www.ebeanstalk, like Jack of the Beanstalk, yep. .com, an online toy retailer who offers age and developmental match toys for every stage from birth to 12 years old. So get yourself out there and get on to www.ebeanstalk.com and get yourself some Bloomby toys. We're happy to have them on board for the gifting opportunity and look forward to the gifting when it comes up soon, Mark.
Absolutely. I mean, I've seen these toys. They look pretty cool. I might have to keep one of them for myself.
Yeah, well, you saw them because we just had the product delivered yesterday.
Yeah.
And there was the two pieces, which were great, which they didn't give, you know, they give two different things. So, yeah. And one's larger, one's smaller, wood blocks, and I like those wood blocks, those toys that are made out of wood. They look very old.
Yeah, blocks. I mean, blocks are traditional toys for kids. Yeah. They go back 100 years.
Vintage.
Simple and fun.
Yeah, simple and fun.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Well, all sorts of stuff. You know.
Hey, how about that polo this weekend?
Hey, it was great. San Diego Polo down there. Actually, it's in Del Mar, right?
Yeah.
Del Mar?
San Diego Polo Club we went to again, www.sandiegopoloclub.com.
Yeah. It was an opening day. It was just a regular match.
Yeah. So you didn't have July weekend, so we knew it was going to be kind of quiet. Right?
You didn't have the crowds that you had opening day or closing day, but it was great. This is affordable, fun, classy entertainment.
Yeah.
Right? So you've got the different teams. You play. What you do is basically, you know, we're in the tent. You go get your bottle of champagne.
You forgot to say, Mark, the private VIP table.
Right. Well, I didn't want to rub it into our listeners.
You're a tastemaker, yeah. Mark. You're used to rubbing it in.
All right. The private VIP table over at the San Diego Polo Club down there in Del Mar. And we had our champagne. And we're with the wives. We took the wives with us on that trip. We don't take the wives out too often.
No, we don't.
Occasionally, the wives, the Harris brothers like to have the wives accompany them. So this was a wives weekend. So we had a wonderful time there in San Diego Polo. So we thank the team over there at San Diego Polo, Lindsay, for having us out there. What a great way to spend a Sunday afternoon, especially if you're down there in San Diego area. If you don't want to go into the VIP tent or mingle with anybody else, they've got a great tailgating.
There's three options.
Right.
The VIP, then the standard general admission,
yep.
And then the tailgate.
Tailgating, which is great. It's not your typical tailgating. Like if you're going to an SC game, you've got the Bentleys pulling up, you've got the Range Rovers pulling up, and out comes the champagne.
Wine and
the
cheese.
The fancy wines and cheeses. And
barbecue, but maybe they have had barbecues
it's
in the past.
It's no Frank's and Weenies. That's what I'm saying. You know, you've got a little bit, I think some caviar was flowing over there.
Some
beluga floating around.
Some of the setups, I mean, they weren't big old Winnebagos and RVs, but some of the setups were pretty grand.
Yeah, they were extreme.
Yeah, and a great weather day.
It's a great way to spend a Sunday afternoon down there in San Diego. You watch the polo matches, and then at the halftime, the stomping of the Dibbets. You get to go out there and just stamp these things, right? It's a fun Sunday afternoon. So thanks, Lindsay. Thanks to Pasadena Polo.
And we'll be down that way again, I think, a week from tomorrow, Mark, for the opening of Del Mar.
Del Mar, right.
Have you worked on your wardrobe yet? Do you know what you're going to be wearing?
You know, I don't, but I don't think I could go any bolder than I was last year. Remember last year, outfit?
I do. It was like you glue in the dark.
Yeah.
I mean, you're so colorful.
I
look like a cartoon character almost.
I don't think anything could top that outfit.
No, you're absolutely right. But that was a madhouse, the opening.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, as mad as the house was for Polo when they opened up, you're looking at 3,000 people, I think, maybe tops at San Diego Polo.
Yeah.
But for Del Mar, you're looking at probably 50,000-60,000, right?
Yeah, I think so, at least, yeah. It's not quite the 150,000 you get at Churchill Downs, but California, it's crazy.
Yeah. I hope that – have you checked the weather?
I have not checked the weather for a week. Is it 7 or 8, 9 days out there? No,
it's a week from tomorrow, so I'm just kind of curious.
It's Thursday.
Because I know when we get suited and booted and we're wearing the ties and we got the hats and all the to-do,
it gets
kind of hot when you're out there in the sun.
I want to do a quick shout-out to a brand that was in our event in Italy that we did 2 weeks ago, the Costa Smeralda Invitational.
Was that 2 weeks ago already?
2 weeks ago this Friday was the gift bag distribution.
Damn, that goes
at the beautiful Costa Smeralda Resort, Golf Resort in Sardinia, Italy.
Say
which
it again.
Was the first annual Costa Smeralda Invitational Golf Tournament. And we had a bunch of brands in this thing. This was fantastic. I mean, I wish I would have been able to have been there. But we had business here in the States, so we couldn't get out to Sardinia.
Can't go to every event, Mark.
SkinnyTieMadness.com. And the website is just like it sounds, SkinnyTieMadness.com. Now, you're wearing one right now,
I am.
Skinny
yep.
tie.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, skinny ties were big
this
in the 60s. It came back, it left, back again now. So,
did it come back because of Mad Men?
It could have been.
Yeah.
Could have been.
Yeah.
But this company, ladies and gentlemen, what their primary business is making skinny ties.
Yeah.
They also have bow ties too, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, bow ties,
and,
skinny ties,
pocket squares,
and pocket squares. So this is a
in fact,
haberdashery
actually, I think,
online.
I think we have supposed to be
coming to us, right?
Yeah. Huh. Actually, yeah.
So it might be at the office today.
Yeah.
I would say I'd stop on my way home, but after the day in the doing the show, I'd rather not get back into the office.
You okay there, buddy?
SkinnyTieMadness.com. Thanks so much again for participating in the first annual Costa Smeralda Invitational, and we hope to have you involved in another WA Creations media event later this year.
Yeah, good right? shout-out.
Yeah,
shout
good,
out.
Deal. Yeah.
Good stuff, good stuff. Can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
Hey, just looking at the most recent Hollywood Reporter, and I know we attended an event at Barbara Streisand's home.
Wasn't that something? 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I would say that's the best event we ever did, because who would have figured to be at Barbara Streisand's
yeah.
house?
You know, whether it's the Grammys, Sundance, Emmys, BETs, Soul, whatever, we've done them all. We've had partnerships with everybody over the course of the last 10 years. But you are right. We were actually on her
at her property in Malibu.
With the watermills.
And this is the property, the same thing. If you guys remember a few years ago, Oprah Winfrey was at her house, and she did the show there at Barbara Streisand's house, and it was just incredible. It was built, she totaled the house that was there and built a whole new compound with the barns and windmills and
watermills and gardens
yeah.
and ducks are roaming around.
Literally overlooking the Pacific.
Yeah.
In Malibu.
Yeah.
And when we got there, we had no idea we were actually dropping the stuff off at Barbara Streisand's house.
Yeah, we thought we were designated a fulfillment area
right.
or like a warehouse or
yeah.
some storage down the street, but it was actually.
So, I mean, it was, again, in my opinion, the best event. We met Barbara Streisand, President Bill Clinton. So, I mean, we got to be in the tent and listen to Barbara sing, what was that song?
Evergreen.
Evergreen. Which
you still got that?
I still got it.
You're
going
to have to send it to me.
I'll post it on Facebook later on today.
Because that was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
But
hey, where are the brothers? Are they supposed to be here by now?
I told them between 11:15 and 11:20. Maybe.
Okay, I hope they didn't get
but
lost.
But anyhow, where I was going with this, and seeing we're talking about Barbara Streisand, remember we were at the time we were promoting and talking about, we kept on saying the compound.
Yeah.
They did not, her people did not
oh,
want
that's
us.
Right. She didn't, yeah. They didn't want us to say the compound.
Yeah, they didn't.
Well, in fact, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So anyhow, where I was going with this was I picked up the latest Hollywood Reporter, and you heard how ill Summer Redstone is.
Yes.
And the reason I brought the whole idea about the Barbara Streisand is because he was there. Mark tells that story really good. We'll get to it in just a moment. But you know how ill he is these days. There's a picture. Have you seen a photo of him lately?
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, did you see this one?
I think that's the one I saw. Let me see real quick.
I think he's in his 90s. Is he?
Oh, yeah. He's like 94.
Yeah, but we saw him.
It was 3 years ago.
And
he was bad.
He was bad.
Have his sister walking.
Yeah, but he didn't look that bad. But this picture, he looks like he's ready to go.
Yeah, he probably is.
But okay, tell your story, Mark, because I love how you tell it.
Well, the thing is, a lot of people, our core business is WA Creations Media. We basically do celebrity marketing, gift bags, hosting celebrity gifting suites. And a lot of people say, why would I want to get my product in the hands of George Clooney? This guy's already got everything under the sun. Why does he need something else? And I'll tell you why. Summer Redstone, I believe he's like the 8th richest person on the planet. He's worth like $27 billion. So we had the most magnificent gift bag for this Barbara Streisand event.
One of our best.
Yeah, one of the best. Huge bag. This huge duffel bag loaded with fancy frames, picture frames, and
$100 candles.
This was
watches.
The best gifting we'd done because we knew that we had the likes of Bill Clinton, Barbara Streisand,
and
Josh Groban coming.
A charity event. I think it was $56,000 a ticket.
It was $20,000 a ticket. They raised $9 million for the Barbara Streisand Heart Center at Cedar Sinai. But anyway, it was a magnificent bag, and there they all were lined up. The bags were lined up so that
The brothers are here.
The guests could get them as they come out. So the first person, the very first person to grab his bag, his swag bag, Sumner Redstone. And this is just to tell you, this is a guy worth 27, 28, 30 billion or whatever. He's 90 or 88 at the time, and he's the first person to get a swag bag.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he was.
Incredible.
And, yeah.
Incredible.
And,
so,
which was crazy.
Yeah. But that's the whole reason for a gift bag. It doesn't necessarily mean because you've got everything, you don't want everything. It's just like a birthday. It's like Christmas. You know, a lot of these Hollywood and celebrity types, they've got everything they need. But that doesn't mean on birthday you're not going to give them something.
Well, I just sent a message to the Powell brothers asking if they're here. They said yes. So I just said, come on back. Do you think they're in the reception
They're in the studio. They might be in the reception area. You may have to go out and check while I do conduct business over here on the show.
Okay.
But Okay, so anyhow, I want to do a big shout-out to the Pasadena Symphony and Pops. These guys are the best out there. This is it's a symphony. They do the masters, the orchestra, the classics, I should say, and they perform at the L.A. Arboretum, which is in Pasadena, California, which is just down the street from world-famous Santa Anita Racetrack. The Arboretum is great. It's been there since the 30s, and the California or Pasadena Symphony and Pops perform here at the Arboretum. This Saturday, they're going to have a throwback to the Beatles. It's the Classic Mystery Tour. So it's going to be performing all of the Beatles tunes on Saturday night. And again, it's Pasadena Symphony Pops.org. Go to the website. All right, our friends just made it in over here. There you go, the Paolo brothers. And you guys, once you get hooked up over here, Matt, why don't you help these guys get hooked up over here? You've got to let us know the exact pronunciation of your names. I mean, the last name, and Alex, yours is easy to pronounce Alex. But, you know, some people go Giannini, Gianni, you know, like Gianni Versace, right? That's yes. Gianni. Or you know, Mark, Gianni, or is that Gianni?
Some people would call him Johnny.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's
but
why
you
we
gotta love the Gianni.
We've got the brothers are in the house, so I want to get the exact.
And look at the two of them, Mark. Gianni looks like he's ready to hit the set, and Alex looks like he's ready to cut the deal.
conduct some business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is a perfect pairing of brothers, like you and I. I'm more of the business. You're more of the flamboyant, outgoing.
I like that. The fun guy. The fun guy.
The fun guy. Well, like I'm conducting business.
You're like the number cruncher, and I'm like the entertainment director.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. On. So the brothers are here, and first thing. Gianni, give me the pronunciation. How do you pronounce your first name?
It's Gianni.
Gianni. Okay, so I had it right the whole time.
Yeah. You did. You're right.
I'm right. I'm going to write that down here, so I know I got it the right way here.
And Gianni, middle name?
Vincent.
Ah, Vincent.
Yeah.
Is there anything more than Vincent?
Gianni Vincent Pale is my full name.
Okay.
Doesn't get much more Italian than that,
nice,
right?
Nice Irish name there. You know,
the fourth would sound good.
No, that doesn't sound good. The Italians don't do the second, the thirds, the fourths.
Alex, you're up. Full name?
Alexander David Paola.
Alexander
like
David Paola. Now that would be like Alexander David Paola the second or the third,
or the fourth.
Right. Now that's like a old Newport, Rhode Island name.
Yeah.
And Gianni's got the true
Providence,
Italian
Federal Hill.
There you go.
Look
there
at
you
that,
go.
Right.
Well, guys, welcome to the Tastemakers today. And
last time we saw him was about 4 weeks ago.
Right. They just arrived.
36 hour drive.
Yes. Cross country. Like
holy crap. You remember being young like that, Mark, and being able to make moves like that?
Boy, it was so long ago, I could barely remember how much.
You're like a fixture. Yeah. Doesn't it feel good being around youth like this?
Oh, it does. I love it. Right? I love it. All right, so you guys have been in town here for about 4 weeks. You're getting acclimated to the whole Hollywood scene.
We follow them on Facebook. Seems like they're all over the place.
Yeah, we try. We try to go everywhere.
So how do you guys like the Hollywood lifestyle now?
The scene, man.
It's unbelievable. I love it. We live right off of Hollywood Boulevard, so at night we just walk right down.
Oh, new place you guys?
Yeah,
okay.
We just moved.
That's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. You were at the other place for like a month or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. Right off of Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
So. Cool.
Yeah.
Lots going on down there.
Oh, yeah. My mom just flew in. She actually just left yesterday. So she flew in and we showed her around.
Yeah, I guess she follows us on Facebook. I think we follow her. So, yeah, saw some good pictures.
Well, when you say she flew into L.A. or she flew out of L.A.?
She flew into L.A. from Boston.
Okay.
And, and we took her around. She just left yesterday with my little brother. So.
Okay.
How old is the little brother?
He is 16, I think.
First
16.
Now, what's his name?
Christian.
Christian
Gabriel, yeah.
Okay.
Christian Gabriel, okay. And is he the last of the siblings?
Yes, he is.
Okay. He's the crazy
one. He's the crazy one.
Oh, my God.
So being out here for a couple days, is he like going back home feeling jealous because you two studs are out here?
Yeah, he definitely is a little jealous.
Oh, it's too bad.
Okay.
Too bad, right?
Now, Gianni, you're out here in Hollywood. Why are you here?
I'm here for acting.
Okay.
I mean,
acting,
it's just,
man. That's it.
This
How
is
about,
the place.
Would you let him speak?
Okay.
No, I'm here for acting. This is the place. I mean, it's beautiful here. Everything's going on here. There's entertainment every night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Everything's going on here, and it's unbelievable. I love it here.
So you want to be the next big thing in Hollywood?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's
right?
My headshot.
Like great that. Headshot. Yeah. We've got the great headshot over here. So what we want to do is we want to get the brothers, Paolo, in Hollywood, deep into Hollywood.
That's right.
We want representation. We want publicists.
How
we want
are we
management.
Doing with the representation, by the way?
We're still looking. We've had a few meetings. We're just seeing, you know, what's the best fit. And
a few meetings.
Yeah. Trying to weigh the options.
Ain't
sure
that
we got
the
right
fact?
Fit with, for us.
Yeah.
Now, remember, let me just give you guys a tip. When you're in a at a coffee bar or a bar or whatever, and you see a couple of good-looking women, they come up to you, which they will. You're a couple of good-looking guys. And they ask you, what is it you guys do? You've got a script in development at Warner Brothers, okay? You've got a script in development at Paramount.
I think we were using that line 20 years ago.
And it was pretty good. That's why I'm passing that to the younger generation.
It was effective then. I'm not sure how effective it would be now.
Well, I think it'll be quite effective right now.
Okay.
So that's a good deal. Okay, so you guys got a Facebook account. I know we follow you guys. What's your Facebook account? If our listeners around the globe want to start following you on Facebook, they want to, not to follow you, I mean be friends with you on Facebook. What's your Facebook tag?
My name is just Gianni Paolo, GiannaniPaolo, and my Twitter handle is GiannaPaolo22.
Okay. What about Instagram?
Instagram, Twitter handles are Instagram and Twitter is GiannaPaolo22.
Right on. So in the works or looking for representation as we speak.
Exactly.
And how's that going?
It's going well. I mean, I'm just trying to – I want to look for someone who actually believes in me and wants to – and, you know, can actually take that chance with me and wants to take the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when we met last, you said you were taking lessons.
Yeah, well, I'm taking acting
your craft.
Yeah, I'm taking acting classes right now at Studio 4. It's James Franco's acting studio. So yeah, and I start that next week. So that's going to be really, really fun. I'm really looking forward to that.
Cool. I saw you guys running Kane a couple weeks.
We were.
Yeah. Great place to hike, great place to be seen, great place to see pets. Everybody's got their dog.
Yeah, it's so close to our house, so we actually just wake up at 7, we jog right down there, we go up.
We jog up there?
We jog there.
Well, we jog to the place where we're going to hike.
Oh, okay.
And then we hike it up.
Very Hollywood.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we might as well just get the whole full experience. You know?
Yeah, that's a full experience for sure. Now, how did you find out about that place? Do you guys just Google cool things to do in Hollywood, hip things to do, hip place to be seen?
How did we find out about that place? Oh.
I saw you there, and I said it was only a matter of time before I figured you guys would get there.
Yeah.
I think it was just we started seeing like the LA stories on Snapchat and stuff like that.
Snapchat.
So we saw the Running Cannon. Filter, and then we decided, oh, let's check it out. So we looked at it online and then found that place.
Yeah.
And it's amazing up there. The views are unbelievable.
I love it.
And it's a little scary at times, though. I will say that. The steep mountains are kind of
crazy. Yeah, we brought my mom there, and she couldn't make it up.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. Hey, so you guys, would you be interested in attending any type of movie premieres down the wake? You know, the Harris Brothers get invited to a lot of things that we can't make it to. And if it's something that you'd like to go, going to movie premieres and something, we could throw it out there and see if you'd be interested in going.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, okay. That'd be so 100%. Fun.
Okay. You know, Matt and I, what were you going to say?
I just want to jump in real quick. I think we just got a message here from Pops saying not to forget
Pops to mention, Paiello.
Yeah, currently Gianni stars in the comedy The Show with No Name.
Yes, I do. I do.
Thanks,
a YouTube
Pops.
Show.
Thanks, David. One day we'll meet, David. And we recently
so
where,
where's the
other.
Show at? Is it? Tell us about.
So
it.
it's a web show. This was like really, really early on when I started to first get behind the camera. We did. A pet product review show. So I work for doggyfood.com currently.
That's doggyfood.com.
Yes, and it specializes in, the best high-quality dog food brands and cat food as well.
Great.
So I do a web show with my friend Tony. He is a nutritional specialist, and we do a web show. There's been a few episodes so far, but there's a few more coming out, and we just pick a brand, and we just talk about, the best brands in the business.
So you're kind of like a spokesman almost.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
That's great.
How did the name come about?
The show with no name?
Yeah.
Well, we actually have a contest going on right now where if you email in a name for the show, then you get free dog food for a year.
So that's great.
We thought that was kind of cool.
If you
we might have to do that more.
Yeah, not everyone gets free dog food.
Yeah, that's great. Right.
That sounds fantastic. Good thing Pops chimed in there.
Yeah.
So before Pops did chime in, if you don't mind me calling Pops,
yeah,
Dave,
no
I hope
problem.
You don't mind. I know my kids, well, my youngest one, Whitney, who's 19, she calls me Pops.
Yeah, my son, who's 19, my son's 19 on Thursday. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Blake.
Yeah, happy birthday,
2 days away, but 19. Jenny,
Blake,
are you 18
Harris.
Or 19?
I am 19 years old.
You're 19 years old. Wow.
Yeah, Blake was going to join us today.
Yeah,
didn't have enough seats for him. Yeah. Sorry, Blake.
That's right. He'll catch us next time.
He'll catch us next time.
Yeah.
So you were talking about getting the guys on some list for some event.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying, Matt and I are invited to a lot of things all the time. And being the Matt will go to the opening of a
door.
I'll
go to anything.
Yeah.
I
like to be a little bit more selective. Yeah. But we're family. I'm out there in Pasadena. He's out there by Valencia. So it's sometimes once you're home, you don't want to get back out to Hollywood to do things. But since you guys are in Hollywood... Mm-hmm. you got nowhere to go. You're exactly. right there in Hollywood. So yeah. you just hop in your car and you're 5 minutes away from wherever. So we'll start, you know, we'll get your name out there on some lists.
Let me just jump in real quick. Let's not forget, and I can't believe I didn't mention who the show was produced by, The Show With No Name. We can't forget to mention who the show was produced by.
Tom DiNucci, right?
Go-Go Media.
Oh, Go-Go Media.
Go-Go Media.
Tom, yeah, Tom DiNucci. He actually yeah. is a filmmaker in Rhode Island. He does a lot of work with
Tom
us,
Tom DiNucci?
Yes.
He yeah. sounds like he's got the he's from the family.
He actually has a new movie that just came out. Oh. It's actually really good. It's Almost Mercy.
Almost Mercy, kids. Yes. Almost Mercy.
It's a horror film.
Horror film. Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, again, real quick, a shout-out to...
Tom Mercy.
Go-Go, Go-Go Media Studios.
Correct.
Man. Big shout-out.
Go-Go Media Studios. They weren't great.
So I wanted to touch back on the movie premiere thing.
Yeah.
The thing is, I know this is weird. As an actor, we have these weird little things that I don't know. I just think it's weird, but I have a thing where I don't want to go to the Chinese theater until it is my movie premiere.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Chinese theater's the best.
Yeah, it is the best. That's why I'm waiting for it to be my movie premiere.
Well, they've got them all over the place.
Exactly.
So we'll keep that in mind about you mentioned the Chinese, and it's officially this TCL.
TCL, yeah,
which is a crock. It's always going to be Grauman's Chinese Theater, as long as it's around.
Have you guys seen a movie there yet?
No, we have not. I don't want
to
go in.
All right. All right. I like that. It gives you something to aspire to.
Exactly.
And that way it'll be that much better. When you get there, it's going to be great seeing this, the Chinese theater, which is we first there when we were 13.
Well,
I think we don't
want to say how long ago that was, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah, we were 13.
Yeah, but we were born and raised in this town, so I mean, we've seen it all, and done it all, and been a part of everything. But that is without a doubt the best.
The best.
Forget those.
Cinerama Dome is great. You know,
Cinerama Dome.
We go there all the time.
Yeah,
the Dome.
Yep.
Yeah,
we go to
great.
The Dome all the
Too
time.
Many times.
Yeah, I love the Cinerama Dome,
and they got what's going to be there. It's yellow now.
It's
the
Minions. The new Minions movie is going to be there. So. Okay, now, so we've got 19 and we've got 20.
21, yeah.
21.
Yeah,
okay,
21.
So we got one legal in LA and one not quite legal.
Yeah, we did last week for the Devo party.
Right.
We were going to get you guys on the list, and
it was a wine tasting.
Yeah.
And you guys have heard of Devo, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess the head guy, what's his name?
Gerald Corral,
the founder of Devo. He's
one
got
of
a,
them. One of those. There's four brothers.
Yeah, but the main guy, he's got a winery.
50-50. Yeah.
50-50 winery, and so it's a brand new wine.
Real
that's out
cool
there.
Party. Real cool people. It was at a record store in Hollywood that we thought would be a great fit.
One block south of Hollywood.
It's called.
Is it Amo?
No, no. Amoeba. No.
Oh, me, but yeah.
Yeah, this is cool.
This is classic records,
yeah.
Okay, nice. Vinyls, and it's called the Record Connection or the Record Club or something like that.
It's on a small street, right?
And it's basically
block away from the Dome.
Yeah, basically,
and Amoeba.
Yeah,
Amoeba.
I have to check that. Yeah. I love Amoeba. I go there all the time.
My daughter loves it too. But this place it's in an old building, like a brick
old
building.
Classic building. Yeah,
yeah.
And anyhow, this was a launch party for
the 50-50 wine.
50-50 wine, and so they had wine samplings naturally.
Terry
of course.
Nunn from Berlin was there.
Yeah, it's a Hollywood thing to go to, and you get some wine. Usually, Matt and I will go to an event. There's a couple of perimeters that are involved.
The guidelines,
for us, the Harris Brothers to get to an event. You got to have a red carpet.
Yeah.
You got to have celebrities. You got to have parking, or maybe not parking, but you got to have food. You got to have food. You got to have.
What's
booze.
The number one thing we require, Mark?
It's got to be.
Well, for you, it's got to be a booze.
It's got to be the open bar.
It's got to be the open bar.
Okay.
Because I hate getting in there and say, "Here's two coupons," you know, and then they fill the glass up with ice.
Yeah.
I'm not encouraging drinking, but you could drink within reason.
Especially when Pops is listening.
Right. You could drink within reason, but this is why we didn't put you guys on the list, because you got to be 21.
Well, we did put them on the list.
Oh, we did?
We did put them on the list, but they refused.
Oh, that's right. Because
they looked
him up
and he was under 21.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. So we like to get to these things, but we like to do a red carpet. We did something a couple weeks ago, also on Hollywood Boulevard. Now, that would have been a good thing for them, too, with the
watches.
That would have
been great. Yeah.
It was a watch. And I remember what the name of the watch company was.
IKEA.
It was a casual watch. It was a $40 casual fun watch. Mm-hmm. And they're big things nowadays. These things are popular, and it was they had the media wall, and they had the celebrities that were there, and the food and the drink. No food, but drink, and then you got
that's
the watch.
Right, no food,
but you got the watch.
Got the watch.
I love the food.
I gotta eat.
Yeah,
when I get there, I gotta eat.
I agree.
Especially if there's gonna be alcohol.
Yeah. One of the things about being in Hollywood, you guys gotta eat.
Yeah.
You gotta get drink. I mean, if you're not legal, have a seltzer water.
Speaking of that, how's it working with the food department with you guys? Who's the cook?
We don't cook at all. We just go out every night.
Well, why not?
Yeah.
We never cooked when we were their age. No, I don't cook now. I cooked a couple of hot. I barbecued a couple of hot dogs the other day.
That was a stretch.
Started the grill. But,
so run us by an average day in the
Paolo brothers' life on here. First off, that in itself sounds like it could be a reality show.
Yeah.
You know,
Paolo's
come to Hollywood trying to make it.
Before
right?
we go for the average day, what else? Okay, let's start with that. What's an average day consist of?
So probably about 6:30 we wake up.
That's a struggle.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
6:30.
Yeah, 6:30 we wake up. We go for a
dedication.
Jog.
I like the jog.
Ambitious.
We actually jog to the gym. We go to Gold's in Hollywood. So
where's that in Hollywood? Is that on Gower?
It's on Cold Street.
Oh, Cold Street. Okay.
Cole Ave.
Okay.
Yeah. So we jog down there. And then we get a nice lift in. We jog back.
A nice lift.
Yeah. Nice little lift in.
Nice.
We get our protein shakes. We jog back.
Protein shake. Very Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then we...
You guys were meant to be here.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we work online for...
We better take down some notes here, Mark.
Yeah.
We work online for doggyfood.com.
And that's www.doggyfood.com.
Correct, yes. And we do a little customer service there. Then around 4-ish, we get ready. We go out and...
get ready to go out.
Yeah, we go eat. We go to Le Petit Four. That's our favorite place.
Le Petit Four.
We love it.
Well, nice.
Yeah.
And then,
Le Petit Four, is that on Sunset?
Yeah, it is on Sunset.
Okay.
Yeah. And then...
well, you guys are all Hollywood.
Yeah.
You're doing
the
jogging,
exactly.
The health foods, the Hollywood restaurants.
Yeah.
All right, I love the passion.
Don't
I love the way
keep
that you
going.
Guys,
keep okay, going.
Yeah,
I want to hear what goes next.
Okay. And then we'll eat. And then while we eat, we sit and we figure out
what
we're going to do for the rest of the night.
How about networking? Are you constantly meeting people? Oh,
all the time. All the time. That's the best part about L.A. is that everyone's in the business and everyone loves people. And I love that.
Do you guys
everyone's
get any
so friendly here. It's crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
They are friendly because they want a piece.
Exactly.
You guys got to watch out for that because we've had
vicious.
Some vicious sharks over the years. So you've got to watch out. Even though they can pat you on the back with one hand and stab you in the back with the other.
Yeah.
So always be cautious and very careful.
Kudos to your folks for allowing you guys to come out here and try to make it on you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, I think twice about it if I was living in Rhode Island.
Yeah, absolutely.
Honestly, probably about 2 months ago, I told my dad and my mom, I was like, listen, we're going out to Hollywood.
I love it. Told him. Didn't ask. Said I'm going.
But they're always we were respectful about it. We weren't saying we're leaving. We're just we're gonna go and we're gonna follow our dreams. You know, we don't want to.
Right on.
We don't want to stay
that's
here.
That's ballsy.
You know? Yeah.
Do you guys have any type of a website? For you guys?
I have my IMDb. It's Gianni Pill. That's and as
I was
my
okay. So
today.
we could get to your IMDb account.
Correct.
And spell your name. Would you?
GIANNIPAOLO.
Okay.
Yes.
Mark, I want to introduce him to Deb DeBerg.
Okay, Deb DeBerg. She's a good publisher.
Are you guys going to be at Comic-Con this weekend just for the hell of it?
We are. I want to go to Comic-Con.
Right on.
I've always wanted to go.
Okay.
It seems so much fun.
Well, we should be down there for Saturday. So if you guys are, go give us a text. We'll do a coffee or a protein shake or something
after we work out at the gym.
Get our lifts in.
Yeah.
But, that's definitely a place to be seen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so a lot of networking there. But it's crazy. We've been there the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it starts tomorrow, actually. Well, tomorrow's a pre-party.
And it goes to Sunday? Is Sunday the last day?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
But Saturday is a madhouse. I mean, crazy, crazy madhouse. So get there early. Parking's a nightmare. I'm not sure if you're just going to drive down for the day or whatever, but it's crazy.
Yeah.
But it is a gas. I mean, it's a gas.
Yeah,
so.
I definitely want to experience that.
Yeah, definitely a lot
of fun. Did I mention this a minute ago? Do you guys got business cards that you can hand out to people that you meet?
We don't have any.
You should get some.
Right, we definitely should.
I ordered some the other day, so we have some coming.
He's on it.
He's the creative work. Manager, publicist, agent, all rolled into one.
Yeah.
Brother, business partner.
Everything.
Conciliary.
You're lucky you have each other, especially out here. But VistaPrint. Well, you already ordered them, but VistaPrint.com, $10, and you get your shot. Because a lot of times you gotta press the flesh. You've gotta get the phone number out. You gotta get your email address out. Your IMDb account, get it on there.
We love it when we meet somebody and they whip out the card. Well, we're quick with the cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we love it when we meet somebody and they're whipping it out real quick.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
here's another tip, you guys, for being in Hollywood. When you get to someplace that you may not be on the list, okay, make it seem like you belong.
Yeah.
Forget the list.
Forget the
Walk
list.
Through the door.
As long as you look like you belong.
Exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with this because people do it in Hollywood. Matt and I do it too. We went to a pre-Oscar thing in February. It was at some fancy French champagne.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get. We were submitted to attend. We never got the green light to attend, but we knew where it was.
Yeah.
We walked in.
Yeah.
And you just walk in, and before the woman person in charge had to say anything,
Mark's
I handed him my
business card. And it was
so we were in.
It was drinking this $100 bottle of champagne, yeah. kept on going.
So this is technically crashing, but it's not really crashing when you're in Hollywood. But as long as you know, you look like you fit in,
yeah.
go walk on in there. Yeah, nobody's going to question you and start pressing the flesh. Right?
Personal flesh, yeah.
yeah.
How grandma and grandpa doing? We had we got a Facebook from your grandmother yesterday.
Yeah, saying, yeah. She does all the pageants back home.
Yeah, it sounds like she's busy.
She is. She's
How's
always busy.
How's Grandpa Raymond doing?
He's good. He's doing well as well.
What
yeah.
do you guys call him?
We're going to say it on air. We call him Boo Boo.
Oh,
Boo Boo.
Oh,
oh.
Well,
oh, boy, maybe they shouldn't have said that.
That's what
because
I said.
Director Raymond will now always be Boo Boo.
Oh, boy. You're going to hear it from you're going to hear it from him about that. But, hey, it's all good, right? It is
Of course
all
it's
good.
All good. Yeah, good
so
stuff.
So what's planned for the rest of the day, guys?
We're probably going to go get some green tea boba at Earth
of
Cafe.
These guys are all Hollywood.
Boy,
and
boy.
Then, I don't know, what are we doing tonight? Have we figured it out yet?
We haven't figured it out yet. We'll probably end up at the movies again.
Should the women in this town beware of the brothers?
100%.
Of him, definitely. Yeah.
100%.
They've arrived.
Crazy. We go out and they're like... He's not even a celebrity yet, and every time I look up, there's always girls like looking at him like they think he's a celebrity already. It's crazy.
That's a good place to be.
What you were talking about, looking the part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look the part. Yeah. You fit in, you know, and you just, again, make it look like you belong someplace, and everybody will assume you belong, and you've got to be somebody.
Yeah.
That's all. It's Hollywood is all smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
You know?
And believe it or not, Mark and I, we don't even do any type of auditions, but we went on an audition last week for a game show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which I didn't even think you had audition.
It was called like a reality show thing, but it turned out to be like a reality
audition. How'd that go?
We thought it went great. But that's the first time we thought something went great.
Yeah.
But our agent sent us on it. We almost didn't even go.
Yeah. But, well, because it was reality. That's why we went, because we only do reality. We're not actors.
We can't act.
And he just basically said, this is a new reality show that's coming on. And we got very little information, but we went. It was really good, so hopefully we'll get it.
Yeah. I mean, it was real smooth and cool. We've been in auditions before and felt really intimidated and didn't like it, but this was great.
Corner we didn't have to remember any lines or anything like that.
But I would hate to be in that scene when you got to compete with people.
And do a line.
I agree.
I mean, but
again, they're always judging you in auditions.
Yeah.
And that's the toughest thing you got to get out of your head.
Well, they've got a certain look they're looking for, and you've got to match that look.
You guys seen it? I know when we met you guys a couple weeks, you already saw the movie twice within a week. Have you seen it again?
The Entourage movie? Yeah. We did not go and see it again.
But
we're big fans.
That's you guys, right?
Yeah.
You guys are on the... Let's see, where would... let's see, I guess you would be Vinny Chase.
Yeah.
And, gosh, you could be Ari.
You'd be a combination of Eric.
A hybrid.
A combination of all three of them, really.
That's right, And he's Vinny Chase. There he is right there. Vinny Chase, right on.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Surprised it's not making more money, though.
But it's tough when you're an HBO series and then you go and make a movie, because not everyone's seen the series.
Yeah,
so.
You're limited.
Exactly.
You have a little
But I feel like they did a very well job, you know, making a movie out of a series, so you don't really have to see the series to go watch the movie.
You're right about that. Yeah. If you watch the series, you'll love the movie. If you haven't seen the movie, if you haven't seen the series, you'll like the movie.
Yeah,
which has worked out real good. I want to do a quick shout out, Matt, for our listeners around the globe. If you love the Harris Brothers and you love Storage Wars, we're on tonight.
Three times,
7:30 p.m. on A&E. We're on again at 10:30, and we're on again at midnight. So we've got three episodes of the Harris Brothers. So if you need your daily dose of the Harris Brothers, A&E Network, 7:30, 10:30, and 12:30. And we've got our first episode, right? The Kook, the Chief. Yeah, my favorite episode was the first
episode. They're all your favorite episodes, brother. Just like me.
I just want to put that out there. A&E, 7:30, 10:30, and 12:30. The A&E Network, the Harris Brothers on Storage Wars.
So we only have a couple more minutes left. So pitch yourself, website, what you got going on, where people could reach you.
Oh, Twitter. Did we mention Twitter? You guys got Twitter?
Yeah,
put Twitter. The Twitter hashtag out there.
Twitter.
Yeah, that's
put the tag
direct email address.
Gpaolo. 22@gmail.com.
Okay, so if you guys are interested and you want to get a hold of the brothers here, if you've got any type of business opportunities, prospects that you want to talk to them about,
he's watching at 12:30.
Send him the email and get a hold of them. Or you could send the Harris Brothers an email, wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. We'll get a hold of them for you. We access.
I think we posted some pictures today of them. So girls, if you got to have a piece, go through.
That was actually at Runyon Canyon too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Okay. So they've got the IMDb account, everybody. So go IMDb, go to Facebook, go to Twitter, go to send them an email, and you always get a hold of these guys. These are a couple of hot guys here from Rhode Island trying to make it in Hollywood.
Only a matter of time.
Only a matter of time. Their heart and passion is in it. They come from a good family. They've got a plan together. It's just, you know, it's just
a matter of time
before they make it here in Hollywood.
Anything else you guys want to say to Alex? We know he's good.
First off, we just want to thank you guys for having us out here.
Definitely.
It was a great experience.
Not a problem, and, guys.
Our pleasure. We always like to have guests. Well, we have guests occasionally. And the reason we don't have guests occasionally is it's a short show. We like to hog up the airways ourselves. So we only have a few people that we've had in here over the years. And
it's good on occasion.
Yeah.
It's good on occasion.
Like, this is good.
We got our indie event coming up. We got a couple people coming.
Which you guys are coming to, by the way.
It's
Tuesday, September 15th.
So whatever you're doing. Yeah. Put that on the calendar now.
Yeah, I'll be there.
He'll be here. I'm flying back out from Boston for that.
Okay. Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I have to go back to school. So.
Oh, wow.
Are you going to be staying back at when are you going back to school?
I'll be going back towards the end of August. I'll be driving back home, and then he'll be staying out here on his own.
Wow.
And I'm going to be coming back and forth, you know, every once in a while to
East Coast, West
check
Coast
up
guy.
On him.
Yeah, that's
East
good. Coast, West that's Coast. Conducting business.
But yeah, come
plus
for
education.
Sure. And
September 15th.
Yeah.
It's
going to be a blast.
It's going to be a blast. We're going to have everybody there, and it's you want to meet and greet. There's going to be publicists, agents, managers,
and
nice.
if you happen to have a date or women at that point, leave them at home.
That's right.
Maybe I'll get one there, you know?
Yeah, that's what I said. Leave them at home. That's right. So thanks again for joining us. And I want to do a quick pitch out there for everybody listening to our show around the globe. If you want to follow us on Facebook, it's facebook.com/WOW Creations. Twitter is twitter.com/WOW Hollywood. You want to get a hold of us. If you want to send us an email, you're interested in doing any part of our upcoming gifting events, it's wowcreationsmedia.com. Send us an email at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. WOW Creations Media@yahoo.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Man, that is a lot of talk, brother.
What's the other one? The old one.
MySpace?
MySpace, believe it or not.
Do you guys have MySpace?
Nobody does.
I used to have MySpace.
Nobody does, but we still got it in here because we're trying to conduct business.
So we got on at the tail end of it, I think.
Watch us on Storage Wars tonight. If you can't make that, you need your daily dose of the Harris Brothers tomorrow. Catch us on firstrun.tv and the Harris Brothers Fabulous World of WOW, which, as a matter of fact, we've got a couple more episodes in the can. Those are getting ready to dumped. If you see us this weekend at Comic-Con down there in San Diego, come by, say hello. We're very happy to see you. Until then, eat something good, drink something tasty.
And what does Pitbull always say?
Pitbull always says, any day above ground is a good day. So enjoy life, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Later.
Thank you so much,
thank
guys.
You very much.
That was awesome. You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.